This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of January 20th. Maybe it has nothing to do with President Donald Trump's rhetoric about annexing Canada, taking over Greenland and the Panama Canal, but it may have encouraged some state legislators to consider poaching counties from other states. For example, Iowa Republican State Senator Mike Bousselot is proposing to expand that state through the purchase of 9 rural southern Minnesota counties. Also last week, the Indiana House of Representatives Speaker Todd Huston introduced a bill that would establish the Indiana-Illinois Boundary Adjustment Commission, which if passed would propose recommendations concerning adjusting the Indiana western boundary to envelop 7 rural eastern Illinois counties. Proponents of this move contend that those rural counties are not sufficiently served by the Illinois legislature, that's dominated by urban representatives who are oriented toward urban rather than rural concerns. If those 7 Illinois counties were to be purchased by Indiana, the state would acquire almost 5,500 farms and nearly 2 million acres of fertile farmland. Since February of 2022, 131 million domestic birds in the U.S. have been infected by highly pathogenic avian influenza, more commonly called bird flu, with cases found in all 50 states. Although the incidence of the disease slowed down for much of 2024, cases have risen since the start of last November, as continuing to increase into January of 2025. The USDA Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service reported 95 new cases of the disease in 23 states during the past 30 days. The USDA suggests that anyone involved with poultry production, from the small backyard flock to the large commercial producer, should review their biosecurity measures to assure the health of their birds. Precautions include reviewing the 14 National Poultry Improvement Plan biosecurity principles and creating a biosecurity plan for their premises. Recommendations include washing hands before and after coming into contact with the poultry, protecting themselves to avoid having close contact with poultry, for example, like snuggling or kissing the birds, protect poultry by preventing their contact with wild birds, their feces and feathers, and excluding rodents from poultry houses and pens. All poultry equipment should be cleaned and disinfected before use and after its use. It's also important to know the signs of disease, monitoring the flock's health daily, and quarantining sick birds immediately. The USDA also asked poultry owners to report sick birds without delay, since the USDA can test birds for free of charge to determine if they may have serious poultry disease. Signs of avian influenza include birds dying without clinical signs, lack of energy, decreased egg production, soft-shelled or misshapen eggs, swelling or purple discoloration of the head, eyelids, comb, and hocks, nasal discharge, coughing, sneezing, uncoordination, and diarrhea. The USDA has a resource for poultry owners with images to help identify discoloration and other clinical signs of bird flu infection. As farmers and ranchers move into unknown territory with a change in administration in Washington, an AgWeb poll of producers found that a majority of them think that they're looking at some tough sledding this year, which could also affect equipment manufacturers and farm input suppliers. For example, almost 80% of farmers who responded to the poll indicated they plan to forego the purchase of new equipment, while 60% of respondents intend to reduce outlays for crop inputs and technology upgrades. Author James Baldwin wrote, "The future is like heaven. Everyone exalts it, but no one wants to go there now." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.